You're with SBS Radio.
On telephone line, we have Dr. Yadvir Garewal. He's a Brisbane-based scientist who has developed a new diagnostic test for COVID-19. Dr. Garewal, welcome to the program. So before we talk about your COVID research, can you tell us more about your scientific profile? I mean, your laboratory, your research expertise?
So I finished my PhD at the University of Queensland in 2015. And during my PhD, I developed technology where we engineered yeast to track and capture and detect viruses and pathogens and diseases such as cancer. So I really developed this yeast-based technology as a very low-cost technology towards a parasite that's found quite commonly in Bangladesh and India. And so I was conducting this research and I graduated. I then joined a company that was looking to commercialize this technology that was started by my PhD advisor. And late last year, the government through the CSIRO decided they were interested in our technology to develop it towards dengue, which is basically a disease that's caused by mosquitoes. It's found in some parts of North Queensland, but it's often found in Asia. And then when coronavirus hit earlier this year, this year CSIRO and us, along with the University of Queensland at the Australian Institute of Engineering and Nanotechnology, we were able to change over to detect coronavirus.
So it's more like a diagnostic test for coronavirus.
That's right. So it's a kit. It's a diagnostic kit. So the other tests that are available commonly, they are pathology tests. And they're still the best test. You go and see a doctor. The doctor does an assessment. Then you go to a pathologist. The pathologist gives a report. And then you get your result. The only problem with those tests is just the time it can take to get a result. So you're waiting along a few days before you're able to go back to work. Your colleagues at work may be also anxious about your result. And in some situations, you're unable to travel because you haven't got your result. So our test, first of all, is designed to give you a report then and there within minutes. So a doctor themselves can administer the test, or a healthcare professional such as a nurse. So an example that would be really useful will be if you're traveling on a plane, the airline could decide as part of their screening method to only screen you for other security measures, but to screen you for coronavirus, and you would know before you get on the plane whether you're infected or not. And the second big thing that's different from our other tests to our tests compared to other common tests that are also similarly available at bedside or point of care, this category, which means rapid, is our test only looks for live active infectious virus. So the virus that's in your system that you're likely to be passing along to your family, your friends, or the community. The other tests that are available, both the pathology test and the other rapid test, they can't tell whether you have live virus in your system or you've eaten the infection and there's still some virus that's left over in your system that's dead. It's not a threat to anyone. Those still come up positive and they can stop you from traveling. They can stop you from going back to work. So this is how our test is a bit different. It's not only low cost and available bedside, we're also looking to show whether you're actively infectious.
So in terms of approvals, I mean, that's more like a hurdle as well. So how long it will take to be readily available in the market?
That's a good question. So we're working now with the US government. They had a big need, the US government, for more testing capacity. They need 200 million tests additional per month because even with their pathology network they have there, the virus is so far spread, they haven't enough capacity. So with them, we're working with them to aim to have our trials finished ideally by the end of the year, and then we can start manufacturing and distributing it. We also have other versions of our tests where we're targeting different parts of the virus, and it will come along next year. And once that's approved in the United States, we can take that information and we can bring it to countries such as India, because they need testing capacity too, or Bangladesh, or even bring it to Australia for places that perhaps were needed in terms of airport screening or screening at hospitals for staff.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a very exciting project, actually. Well, that'd be it, Dr. Garewal. Thank you.
You're with SBS Radio.